Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gitzel Shom Reimuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment of Warming Food on Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday that when I take something out of the refrigerator on Shabbos, I warm it up, I need to make sure it's a solid dry food, B, I need to make sure it's fully cooked beforehand, that I'm not cooking it further on Shabbos in any way, shape, or form, but C, which is really where we left off, the only way in which it's permissible is if it's so obviously not cooking it, that the mechanism by which I warm it is so obviously warming and not cooking. How do I accomplish that? The example cited in Shulchan Aruch is what's really interesting. It's called Kedera al Gabi Kedera, a pot on top of a pot. Meaning, if I put a pot on a burner, that's a very normal way, and I have food inside that pot, that's a very normal way to cook something. Okay. What is not a normal way to cook something is to have a pot of food, let's say, on my burner, and then place another pot on top of the pot on the burner. So, literally, a pot or some other vessel acting as a buffer between my heat source and the actual food that I'm warming up on Shabbos. Nobody would look at that and think, oh yeah, that's a normal way to cook. And so the fact that you're doing something so abnormal within the realm of cooking means that the rabbis are no longer concerned that an observer would think that you were cooking on Shabbos. Now, I want to be very clear about something. We do not mean that you covered the heat source. We discussed that a number of sessions ago. We're not talking about a blech, at least in the standard halachic approach, the mainstream halachic approach. We're not talking about a blech. We're talking about something more overt than a blech. We're talking about an actual pot, an actual utensil being on top of the heat source. And then on top of that utensil, you're placing your food that you want to warm up on Shabbos itself. The most common example that most of us probably see in many homes is think about the challah that you want to warm up Shabbos morning and you place it on top of the crock pot. I want to be very clear about that. You're not placing it in the crock pot, so you have challah in your crock pot. And then you take a challah and you put it on top of the lid of the crock pot. Nobody would see that and think to themselves, oh, I bet you're baking challah. That's not the way you would bake challah. It's obvious that you're just warming it up. That's one example. Another example, well, let me back up for a moment. So here's the question. When we say that the Shulchan Aruch talks about the fact that you can place food on top of a pot of food, is there food in the bottom pot? Obviously, when you think about it, if there's food in the bottom pot, it's so obvious that you're not cooking the stuff in the top pot, because what a strange way to be cooking food. If there's no food in the bottom pot, it's still weird, but it's one half step less obvious that you're not cooking. Because in the first example, when you have cholent in the crock pot, the purpose of the crock pot is to be dealing with the cholent, and you went and you stuck a challah or a kugel, whatever it is, on top of the lid of the crock pot. In the second example, I don't know why this person has an empty pot or utensil in between the heat source and the pot of food, but it's half a step less obvious that you're not actually cooking the thing on top. There are opinions that are strict and say this allowance of pot on top of pot is only when there's food inside the bottom pot, like the cholent example. Many, many opinions, and I think in mainstream orthodoxy, my impression is that most opinions are lenient about this. There are definitely those who are strict, but most opinions are lenient, and they say that as long as I have some utensil in between the heat source and the pot of food that I'm warming on Shabbos, I'm okay. Which would mean, if I have a burner, and I have, let's say, a blech on that burner, and then I take a pan, and I invert the pan, I don't have any food in the pan, and then on top of that inverted pan, I place my potato kugel. That, according to many, many opinions, is an acceptable way to warm up food on Shabbos, even when that potato kugel gets very hot, even when that potato kugel becomes Yatza lettuce bow, because I'm not actually cooking the potato kugel. The potato kugel is fully cooked before Shabbos and dry. The only concern was that it looked like I was cooking the potato kugel. And being that I have this inverted pan in between the heat source and the potato kugel, nobody's going to think that I'm actually cooking that potato kugel. So that's another very common method of warming up food from refrigerator to heat source on Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.